This upcoming Guru Purnima, the full moon of the Guru, is the first full moon of the Golden Age. Golden Age is a precious time which is bringing heaven on earth. It will be a prolonged process, but at least it has started. And divine beings will descend into the earth plane, and primarily this Satya Yuga is presided by Lord Muruga. Muruga has already descended into the earth plane. It's very interesting that politicians do not believe in it, this kind of thing. But strangely enough, Muruga is the god of the Tamils, the Tamil Nadu, where I belong to, where I was born. And that Tamil Nadu, the state of Tamil Nadu, is considered the land of the Murugas. So the politicians of different parties are claiming that Muruga is blessing them. And even people who are not into religion. So Muruga is here. He is real and he has descended and he is going to do miracles. He will appear in the dreams of people. And I'm going to talk about certain things that which I will elaborate in during the Guru Purnima program. Muruga is also the eye, the god of the third eye. The mythological narration is that Muruga came out of the third eye of Lord Shiva, and he sent all his procreative energy from the sex chakra to the third eye chakra, and Muruga came out of that with six faces. And see, the six faces represent six parts of the brain that I will explain to you during the program in the upcoming Guru Purnima. So now, in this session, I want to give you some introduction of Muruga. He is the eye, he is the god of the third eye. And that my own personal god is Muruga, because he is going to reveal a lot of secrets, divine secrets of instantaneous manifestation, unlimited intelligence, and a perfect body of light, all combined together, and also liberate the human soul from ignorance and to reach heaven. All these things are going to happen during the Satya Yuga, and that is starting That has already started, and I will explain that more during the program. But about Muruga, I want to say a few things by looking at in a simplistic way things that are objects or symbols associated with Muruga. He is the symbol of the third eye. And as you begin to focus on your third eye, that's one of my meditations, important meditation, which I keep my attention here. You can see, because I keep doing it, you can see the light here. The skin has become lighter. And that is how you can birth Muruga. You can birth Muruga only through the third eye. The third eye opening corresponds to the birth of Muruga in your body. And then you become Muruga himself. The goal of the Siddhas, Tamil Siddhas, is to become Muruga himself. It's a matter of human evolution. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I talked about the third eye, the pine cone, and two peacocks on both sides of the pine cone. The pine cone is the third eye, and there are two peacocks. It's very strange that it is in Vatican. Rani, can you put up this pine cone? Okay, this is in Vatican. How it ended up in Vatican is very interesting. And there are some people here who are watching this also are from Tamil Nadu. There is a church in India, very, very old church. There is a legend saying that one of the disciples of Jesus was teaching there in India. He was murdered. That was Thomas. And there is a mount, a small mountain called Mount St. Thomas Mount. It is still named after. It's an elevated piece of ground. And it is called as the St. Thomas Mount. And it is also said that his body was buried in a church. Now there is a church. I was buried in a place where now the church, a Catholic church, St. Thomas Church. In Santum, it's called Santum. It's in the area called Santum. I was divinely guided to go there. And I saw Jesus' statue. And then there are two peacocks on both sides of Jesus. I asked the bishop, I went there in 1998. Because I was divinely guided to go there. I said that, what's the relationship between the two peacocks, very big statues of peacocks, and Jesus is in the middle? He He said, I don't know. Peacock. Yes. Not only the national bird of India, but it has a lot of secrets behind the peacock. And Muruga rides on the peacock and travels all over the universe. And he comes to the earth plane also. And the peacock is a symbol of the sound Om. The sound Om. Power is also in the peacock. And the other symbol that you, I will explain all that to you. And because in this session I'm highlighting what all I'm going to talk about. And why, how it ended up in Santom Beach. The temple. Now the other one is this symbol. This is a lance. A weapon that Muruga used. And I will also talk about it. And this also a representation of the third eye. You can see that. You can see the bright skin. And this is because I meditate on the veil. It will do two things, even to hold it. And then connect with it. It will lead you to the opening of the third eye. How does it do? It will first remove your karma. So it is not simply a weapon. It is a weapon also, but it's a nuclear weapon. It is a nuclear weapon that is macrocosmic in its macrocosmic representation. Microscopically, it removes your karma. As long as your karma is dominant, nothing can be done. Arunagiri, the saint who received enormous powers through his interaction with Muruga. Says, Vinay Vodavidam Kadirvel Maraven. Muruga is launching this weapon, not just simply to destroy the army of the demons, he does also use it as a weapon. But Kadir Vel Maraven, Kadir radiation, there is a radiation that comes from there that will destroy the demons. And the demons within our human self, our human body and mind, is just ignorance, and the demons are related. One is in the microcosm, the other is in the macrocosm. Ignorance is microcosm. The demons are the macrocosm. So and when Muruga wants to help you, and he appears, and then in either in a dream or in real form, according to tradition, and then he will ask you to open your mouth and show your tongue, and then he will write Om. He's also the god of Om. Okay, the peacock, the whale are very important. And then I don't have an image of A rooster. The rooster is also associated with Muruga. And the last one is lemon. Lemon. Do you know this is a dried lemon? I will talk about the lemon. And I pick up the, and I will also teach you how to pick the sacred lemon. Not all of the lemons are the powerful. Now this is dried, and you'll look at this. It will jump. What will happen is the water element here will dry up, and then it will. Oh, there is a. I just said I don't have the peak. What it is, a rooster, and somebody brought the rooster. This is the rooster. The rooster will drive away the demons. Okay. So it's going to be. I came to the United States to study religion, not as a philosophy, but as a practice. Philosophy is theoretical, and religion is practical. In the sense that there is here an image of Muruga that you can carry. He has a veil and a pickup. So I'm very delighted that I'm going to do that. It is all because Muruga is descending, has already descended into the earth plane. He is the god of the third eye, and then he will open the third eye of the people and who worship him. And so I want to talk about one mantra of Muruga in this session, so that you get something concrete. And he's often when represented on the mandala. Mandala is an yantra and a diagram. And this diagram for Muruga is a six-pronged star, hexagon. Similar to the Solomon's seal. And there is a great secret in that six-pronged star or hexagon. And the mantra associated with it is Sa-ra-va-na-ba-va. Sa, the sound, the syllable Sa, will give you the understanding of the connection between energy and matter, how thought becomes three-dimensional matter. Is a secret teaching, and I will talk about that during the Guru Purnima. Sa will give you the understanding of thought becoming matter. Just now I will give you an example. I said peacock. When I say peacock, it's a word. But, or a rooster, now in this case, to give a real life example, I said rooster, and somebody brought the rooster. That is energy or thought becoming matter. But it is only a statue. But there was a great saint, and he passed away sometime in the early 80s, I think, maybe in 80. Pandrimalai Swamigal. Somebody brought a doll of a parrot. So if you are really a Siddha, if you are really have the power that Muruga has given you, because he is a great devotee of Muruga, can you make this parrot to come alive? And he did. So those of you who happen to live in Chennai can go to his Samadhi place, Pandrimalai Swamigal is the name. I have great respect for him, and I have learned a lot from him, from his works. Now, sa. Is life emerging from the unmanifest to the manifest? From the unmanifest to the manifest, secret is in the sound sa. Ra, then it gives you the fire energy. Va, the manifestation energy. Na saravana ba, again a different form of manifestation energy, and then another va. There are two vas here, and they have two levels of manifesting energy in them. So all these things I will teach you during Guru Purnima. So the whole session will be devoted to the descent of Muruga, who lived here on this earth plane in the previous Satya Yuga, and he now has come back again. So I'm very happy to announce this event, Guru Purnima, and I'm happy that I'm doing it in DC, because there is a Muruga temple in Lanham. Lanham is all land, is lands, Muruga temple. So you can visit the temple also. And that's all I wanted to share with you now. So Saravana Bhava is the mantra that most people know. And you can use that mantra for manifesting things that you want to manifest in your life. So I look forward to teach this course, and I want to invite you for this great event. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Pillai, for that incredible session. Folks, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the sessions themselves. So first of all, we still have space at the hotel for the Guru Purnima in-person event. However, the hotel rate does expire on June 23rd. So if you're interested in joining, then it would be ideal for you to be able to register with us in order for you to receive your hotel details by June 23rd to book at the low rate. For those of you who'll be joining from around the world, there are several different options for you to choose from. So please take a look at the registration page and pick whatever is interesting to you. We have the Golden Ganesha, Sri Vidya, and then two sessions on the full moon of the Guru for Muruga, which Dr. Pillai just spoke about. So this is your way to decide what works best for you, or join us for 2 days or 3 days, and remedies are also available as well. So you'll be able to find all of that information on the page. If you have any questions, please contact us, programs@palaicenter.com. One last thing about the in-person event that has been added is that the little statue that Dr. Palai showed you, the Muruga, we will be acquiring those and having them shipped to the hotel so that we can have them blessed by Dr. Palai and given to you. Also, Dr. Palai's personal collection of spiritual items and personal items will have a small amount of those available at the retreat for you to be able to either purchase or auction and have Tripura Foundation benefit from that. So lots of new things. Dr. Palai also recently asked us to get a new karma removal technique that he wants to teach for on the Pradosham Day on July 7th and bring items for you to do that at the event as well. So, and those of you who will be live streaming can do it at home and we'll let you know in advance on what to purchase and how to participate. So that's all I have to say. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to Dr. Palai and the Divine Beings and of course Muruga for this important session. And I hope to see you for the full moon of the Guru.